everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News, 27th of October. Beautiful sunny day, Thursday. And we have a sponsor. Believe it or not, we've had many sponsors, just haven't seen them. And today, these guys, My La Cubanita, Cuban Cafe, Pompano Beach. Go check it out. He has three locations and he hates communism a lot. So there you go. That's out there. This one is, there's a bunch of other things I have to do today, but this came up in a discussion that I was involved in last night. And obviously down here, it's a big, is it going to be DeSantis? Is it going to be Trump to run for president? And one of the clever lads pointed out a very true statement about President Trump's downside. Before you all start, because I know nobody watches these, most people don't watch these videos past this point, or don't watch them at all based on the topic line and just write shit. This is speculation. And I would encourage your speculation in the comments section, and no, the Jews didn't do it before you start that again. He said, you know, they people talking to the audit, you know, in the group, and his thought was that Donald Trump's major failure to be reelected this time will be the COVID virus. Because as he said, and rightly so, the COVID vaccine was touted by Donald Trump. The initial COVID lockdowns were touted by Donald Trump. So he is forever tied to the COVID. And they think that too many people tie him directly to COVID to allow him to have a shot at the presidency. Whereas, you know, we're not going to worry about the DeSantis side of the argument. Let's just stick with the whole Trump and COVID thing. Now, what he didn't bring up, which was brought up as well, is the fact that the majority of the people working for the federal government have lied to Donald Trump throughout his presidency. And we know Dr. Fauci is a liar. We've seen that with the Senator Paul hearings and things of that nature. So we know that there is an issue where this virus was paid for, was gotten out somehow. The people who were in charge of curing it instead did what they did. And we are where we are today because of it. Problem, once again, when it first started, Donald Trump had Operation Warp Speed, if you remember, and he was going to bring the cure to the market faster than anybody. However, we do know that when he had it, he used other drugs than the drug he was being brought up. And that was a mitigating factor there. So I would say to you, if you want, as an academic exercise, what do you think would be the situation? Will the legacy of the initial COVID response, because it is, he has to own it somehow or another, but how does he get from, yeah, I started the drug that now we think may actually cause more illnesses than cures. I did start the lockdown, which then ended up destroying the economy. You know, thing I did put Dr. Fauci in charge of the health thing, which he then overexceeded his authority and formed his own government almost. These are things that are out there. So, you know, like I said, if you want to play along, fine. It'd be fun and something different. But put it in the comments section and, you know, we'll go from there. I just think it is going to be a topic that's going to come up for the 2024 run. Those of you who saw the debate the other night with Chris and Governor, I'm doing my Biden moment, Governor DeSantis. DeSantis didn't dominate him in the way that we're used to a Donald Trump dominating a guy with no cause, no whatever, just a political hack. So that has some people worried, you know. Ron DeSantis has been like a demigod in Florida since the COVID. You know, he got in on a very small margin the first time. Hopefully, we see this, whatever it is, 10% margin or 12% margin. He could be on the way to it now. There is a fluctuation down here because early voting, some counties have thought that early voting was what got Biden in, meaning that the Democrats had a number that they wanted to surpass, and, you know, where they didn't have a number they wanted to surpass. That's why they cranked out so many extra votes. And they said, well, we'll do it the last minute so it'll look ridiculous again. You vote however you feel like voting. You know, if you want to vote early, vote early. If you want to vote by mail, I would suggest against it. This election especially, I would suggest against it because we had had issues down here before with the absentee ballot and things like that. The military, when they were in Iraq, didn't get their votes counted. Shit like that. So you want to have a situation like we have in Florida. If you vote early, which is now, they'll give you like a little receipt number and you can track your ballot to make sure that it gets entered. And if you don't see that, like within 2 or 3 days, you call the Board of Elections and then get ready to call the Attorney General's office. I don't know how the other states are, so I cannot say that you have the same situation. So, you know, Pennsylvania's been voting for weeks because they have to fake all those dead people's signatures to allow a guy who's definitely got cognitive dissonance, for lack of a, we're not going to say what he probably has, it's just half of his brain's probably been shot away in a stroke, and they're going to want to elect because how much easier is, I mean, they've gone the right direction. An unwilling participant may, you know, bite the hand that feeds them. A guy who doesn't even know what day it is, what month it is, where he is, good chance he's going to do what he's told because somebody else will be doing it for him. But let's get back to the Trump thing. So yeah, Trump, how does he own COVID? How does he make that work for him? You know, obvious couple things. One, blame the enemies, but that takes away from his strong leadership. However, people I'm sure now are realizing the magnitude of the conspiracy, and I'll use the term in a correct manner, the conspiracy against President Trump's administration, that they would say, well, that's rash. I'm just throwing that one out there. Okay. So otherwise, you know, have a good day. Hopefully we get somebody out there. There's a couple of you guys that are down, and the rest of you really ought to think about it. You got to get some kind of critical thinking. And there we have it. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you in 10 minutes.